Daf is Daf Pezayin. As we begin the eighth parak, Ha'isha. So the mission begins. The parak begins. Ha'isha b'zman she bebeis baila. When a woman she gets married, she's in her husband's house. So shachar ale baila, shachar ale avia. If both her husband and her father shecht the karban pesach on her behalf, tochel mishal baila. She eats from her husband because now she's in her husband's house, and that's the one who's calling the shots. So that's the karban pesach that she participates. Rashi writes the mistama daita limanos al shel baila kozman shelo pirsha. She daita b'shalvia. So if she explained she wanted to be part of her father's karban pesach, great. I wouldn't recommend it. Shalom bias. But if she explained that she wanted to be there, fine. But if she didn't explain anything, stam da, so that she's on her husband's karban pesach. Then the Mishnah says, if it's going to be halacha regel rishon la'asos bebeis avia, let's say she goes to the first regel to go to her father's house for the first carbon that year, the first Pesach that year. So then, if it's shachar la'avia v'shachar la'baila, tochel b'makum she rotsa. So if she's going back to her parents' house for the very first regel for the first Pesach after getting married, so then she has the option to choose whose carbon Pesach she wants to be part of. So the Gemara is going to ask the question, it sounds like she could choose after the karbanos have already been shechted, which would then invoke the concept of breira, that retroactively she could decide whose karban pesach she wants to be shechted. Because we know, the zman shechita is what's koveo, whose karban pesach she's part of. Has she decided after the fact, already when they're eating leil seder, must be breira retroactively, she could figure out whose shechita she was part of. And the Gemara is going to say, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Then the Mishnah says that Yasam Sheshachtu Alav Apotropsim. Let's say Yasam, an orphan, has two different apotropsim, two people who are responsible for his different needs, and they both shechta Karban Pesach on his behalf. Yochav Makum Shirotze. Here too, he could decide whose Karban Pesach he wants to partake in. And then the Mishnah says, and the Gemara will explain this maybe tomorrow or the next day. Now, Eved shel shnei shutvin. If an Eved is owned by two different people, the Gemara talks about this scenario often. So you have two different owners. They take turns each day. Lo yochal mishel shneim. He can't eat from both of theirs. Neither one, really. So Rashi says, lo yochal mishel shneim, lo mipischel shelze, velo mishel ze. He can't eat from either one. V'afilu himneu ha'echad al pischa. Even if one had included the Eved on his Karban Pesach entirely, minasin rishus l'chelek acher. Who gave him the right from the other half of his ownership by the other master? It only works if they both owners, are able to contribute together. And then the Mishnah finally says, Misha chetzi eved, v'chetzi ben chorin lo yochal mishel rabo. A person who's half eved, half free, he can eat from his master. Rashi explains, lo yochal mishel rabo, dimistama lo hayadas rabo limanos chelek acheris apischa. When the master included the Eved Kanani in his Karban Pesach Mistama, he did not have in mind the Cheres, the free half of the Eved Kanani, but it sounds like if he had in mind even to include the half that's Ben Chorin, that would work. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So Gemara is going to tell us the first eight lines here is going to be Gemara. It's all Gemara, Halacha, and then we're going to go into a very, very long discussion in Agadato. So Gemara says, Shmas Mina. We could deduce from this Mishnah, Yesh Breira. There's Breira, because the fact that we give the wife the option, Leil Seder, choose to eat with your father's Karban Pesach or your husband's Karban Pesach, tells me Breira works, that retroactively she could decide whose Shechita she wanted to be part of. Rashi says, Yishmas Mina Yesh Breira. That when she wants, she could decide during the eating, Kamar, Vamrinan Huvrar, it becomes clear after the fact, the Shechita Vizrika that was done a few hours earlier, Dai Pesach Shapir is Darik Allah Daha Itza. Because that's the decision and that's what she made, so retroactively it all works. So Gemara says, no, not true. My Rotza Bishash Shechita. She could decide during Shash Shechita whose Karban Pesach she wants to be part of. If she didn't decide Shash Shechita, so then this wouldn't work. But if she decides Shash Shechita, I want to be with my husband or my father, that's when the decision has to be made. Nothing to do with Breira at all. So now the Gemara asks a question based on the Mishnah. Urminu. Isha regel rishon ha'ocheles mishel avia. The first regel, this Brisa says she eats with her father's Karban Pesach. Mikan ve'elech rotze ocheles mishel avia. Rotsa Mishel Baila. From here on, she's able to decide her husband or her father's. Now, our Mishnah said, the first regel, she has the option of choosing her husband's or father's Karban Pesach. This Brisa says, the first regel, she eats with her father's. There's no option here. And the Gemara says, Lokashya kan biradufa leilech kan bishayna radufa. One's referring to where she's running back to her father's house. She's still kind of attached to her parents. So that's where we say she eats, that this Brisa, she eats regel rishon with her father. But if it's a case where she's not running back home, eino radufa, so then she has the option of choosing either her father or her husband. And now this Gemara is what really triggers this whole long agadah. The Gemara is going to bring a few psukim and shir shirim about the relationship between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, about being redufa, husband being redufa, rather the wife being redufa, running back to her parent's house. So what's going on here? So Gemara says, Dichsiv, it says a pasuk in Shir Shirim. Now this is going to be the long agata until the end of the daf. It says, Amar Aaz Ha'isi Ve'enav Kimote Shalom, and the pasuk says that I was like considered full in their eyes. What does that mean? It's like a kala, daughter-in-law, who felt full and complete and felt accepted by her father-in-law's house. And she's running back home to tell her parents how accepted she was in her new family in the new in-law's house. That's the idea, and that's the springboard. So the Gemara says, it says further, will be that day. Hashem says that Klai is going to refer to me as the husband, and no longer Kadosh Baruch Hu will be referred to as the master. It's referring to the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai, not as a master to a servant, but as a husband and a wife. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kikala bebeis chameh, this is compared to a daughter-in-law in her father-in-law's house, velo kikala bebeis avia, not a daughter-in-law in her father's house, is referring to when she already moved into her in-law's house and she was fully accepted by the in-laws. And the pasuk says further, achas lanu ktana v'shadayim einla, that she's like a younger sister and doesn't have the ability to nurse. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, zu elam, this is a reference to elam shezachta lilmod v'lo zachta lilamed, who's elam that was able to learn but not was not able to teach. Rashi says around halfway down the amud here, zu elam shehaya ba Daniel. Elam was the name of a city. And Daniel lived in Elam. Shenemar vani b'Shushan asher b'Elam ha-Medina. Shushan was in an area, a province called Elam. That's where Daniel lived. V'zocha lomod v'lo rabbat Torah b'Yisrael. He was zocha to learn a lot of Torah, but he was never zocha to actually teach Torah. So that's a reference to Achos Katana, a young girl, but Ein L'Shadayim had no ability to nurse, no ability to be marbitz Torah. Then the pasuk says further in Shir Hashirim, Ani Choma v'Shadayim kimigdalos, that I have a wall. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Choma ze Torah. The Torah protects a person like a wall. V'Shadayim kimigdalos, the ability to teach and to nurse. Eilu Tamid Chachamim, the ability to raise the students as well. Rav Amar, he has a different interpretation. Ani Choma zu Knesset Yisrael. It's referring to Klai Yisrael, is referred to as a wall of protection. V'Shadai kimigdalos is referring to Eilu Batei Knesset Batei Midrashos, whereby they're able to learn and to daven in the different shuls. Okay, that's just a continuation of the darshaning of the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. So now the Gemara says further about the Kala, Amar Rav Zutcher Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. Ma'idich, what does the pasuk mean when it says Asher Baneinu Knetim Migudolim Benu Urehim, that our children are like little trees that grow in their young in their youth. Benosenu and our daughters are kizavios mechutavos, are like corners of tavnis ahechas, part of the Beis Hamikdash. So what's the reference of children like little plants growing and daughters are like corners of a heichal? So Asher Baneinu Knetim, our sons are like little plants. Elu Bachur Yisrael, the young boys of Akla Yisrael, Shlo Tamu Tam Chet, they never tasted any sin. And Benoseinu Kizavios, that our daughters are like corners, Elu Besulos Yisrael, Sheogus Pischein Lebalem, these are referring to young girls who've closed up their Pischein. Rashi has two interpretations. Rashi says, if you look at Sheogus Pischein Lebalem, Sosmos Pischein Achim Mizdakos Lebalem, they protect themselves and not with any other men until they get married. Veno Nivalos Lachayim, that's Wamshad. And second pshat referring to nida, lashon acher shemagidos pischem shall nida laban. They tell their husbands when they're nida. Fine. So either two interpretations of benoseinu kizavios, and that means just in terms of the again the ogdos pischem. So then the Gemara says v'chein hu omer. So too it says umalu kimizra kizavios mizbech, that they're filled to the corners like a mizbech. What do you mean they're filled to the corners? Rashi says v'chein hu omer malu kimizra kizavios mizbech. Ma zavios to hasam ksiv behu malu, just like by the mizbech, the corners of the mizbech were full. Hachanami binosenu, our daughters are kizavios ayidei shemis malos at taiva. They're full of taiva. However, nonetheless, veinis kakos ela achi avo balen, they still are able to have self control until they're with their husbands. And it says further, ibayseima, another pasuk Gemara says that supports this idea. Mizavenu milein kimifikim mizanelzan, that the corners were very full. So that's a reference of girls. The young girls are closed, they're full of taiva, full of love and desire, but they remain closed until they get married. That's this pasuk. So then the Gemara says, what's the connection of the corners to Mechutavos Tavnis Ahechel, that they're woven into the base of Migdash? So Elu, when this is both true, when the young men and the young women are all following the halachas and staying with, following halacha with self-control, Ma'ale Alam HaKasav, the pasuk considers it Ke'ilu Nivna Hechel B'Yimeim, it's as if the base of Migdash was built in their times. And then the Gemara says, now goes on to another concept of the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael with regards to Hoshea. So Gemara says, Dvar Hashem, That was when Hashem spoke to Hoshea, who lived in the days of these kings. So it says, "Beperek echad nisnabdu arba neviim." In this one particular time in history, there were four neviim who all prophesied. V'gadol shebekulin Hoshea, and the one who was greatest among all four, it was Hoshea. Shenamar tchilas debi Hashem Hoshea. Hashem first spoke to Hoshea. So Gemara says, what do you mean he first spoke to Hoshea? V'chib Hoshea, Dibar Tchila was that first person in history that Hashem actually spoke to. V'alo mi Moshe ad Hoshea, kama Nevi'im. From Moshe to Hoshea, there are many, many Nevi'im. Hoshea was certainly not the first Navi that Hashem spoke to. So what it means is, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tchila l'arba Nevi'im. He was the first of the four Nevi'im to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to. She'esnabu ba'osa perek ve'luhain. Who were the four Nevi'im? Hoshea, Yeshaya, Amos, and Micha. So these were the four Nevi'im, and Hoshea was considered the highest, the best among the four. So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoshea, Hashem turns to Hoshea, asks him for some advice, kiviyachol. Banecha chatu, your children, Bnei Yisrael, sinned. What should we do, Hoshea? So Hayala lomar, Hoshea should have said, Banecha him, they're your children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not my children. So, Bnei Chanunechaim, they're the children of the ones you very much loved. Bnei Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, they're yours. Galgar Rachamech Alein, you should show mercy to them. However, Lo Daesh Lo Omar Kach, it wasn't enough that he didn't say that and try to bring about Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela Omar Lefan, what Hoshea said was, Ribona Sha'olam, Kola Olam Shelchahu. This is your world, Hashem, do what you want. Hevirim, Be'om Aracharis, get rid of them and replace them with another nation. What do you need them for? That's what Hoshea said. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not very pleased with this suggestion. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'esa lazakin, what should I do to this old man? Omer lo, he said, I'll tell him, leich v'kach isha zona, go find yourself a zona. V'holu l'cha banim zunim, have some children from the zona. V'acharkach, omer lo, then I'm going to tell Hoshea, shalcha me'al panecha, get rid of her, divorce her. Imu yachol l'shalach, if he's able to divorce this zona, so afani yashalech, as you saw, then I'll also send away Klai Yisrael. Let's see how he handles this test. So Shenemar says, "Vayomer Hashem el Hoshea leich kach lecha ish eishes zununim v'yad zununim." He says, "Go find yourself a zona and have some children with her." Uksiv it says, "Vayelch vayikach as Gomer bas devalim." He married a girl. Her name was Gomer bas devalim. She was a zona. So the Gemara says, "Divlayim." So Amar Rav Gomer. Why was she called Gomer? She called Gomer, but everyone had relations with her. That's why she's called Gomer, and she's called Bas Divlayim Diberod Bas Diberod. All these bad words, the Lashon Divlayim twice. There were bad things said about her, and bad things said about her mother. She was had a whole history of Znus in her family. So Shmuel Amar Shemesuka Befiakol Kedvela. No, that she was very sweet, just like Dvela, just like a fruitcake or a fig cake was very sweet. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shakol Dashin Bad Kedvela, that everyone would thresh her just like one would thresh a Dvela fig cake. So davar acher, alternatively, Amar of Yehuda shebikshu lagamir mamonan shel Yisrael b'yameha. Different interpretation of Gomer, she was trying to wipe out all the money, take away all of the money of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar took it one step further, bazu v'gamu, she actually did take all the money of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar ki ibdin melech aram v'yisimem ke'afar l'dush, that they took away, they destroyed them and made them like dirt, nothing left, no money left. Okay, so that's the wife, the Isha Zona, that Hoshea married. So then it says further in the pasuk, "Vatar v'teled ben," they had a son. But Yomer Hashem elav, Hashem says, "Krushmo, call this son Yisrael, ki odmat, because in a little bit of time, upakadi es deme Yisrael abes Yehu, I'm going to avenge the blood of Yisrael upon the house of Yehu. Vishbati mamlachos beisam, I'm going to destroy the house, the kingdom of Klal Yisrael. I'm going to Yisrael." Rashi says, "I'm going to sprinkle the Klal Yisrael throughout the history, throughout the world, rather. So call this first son Yisrael." V'tar od v'telet bas, then they had a daughter together. V'yomer lo krushma lo ruchama, call her lo ruchama, because ki lo osif od arachim es beis Yisrael, I'm not going to have any more mercy on the Klal Yisrael. Ki nasa esalhem, I'm going to show favor to them. And v'tar v'telet ben, then they had a third child, this time a son. V'yomer krushma lo ami, call this child lo ami, because ki atem lo ami v'anochi lo hayet lechem, you're no longer my nation, I will no longer be with you. So these are the three children of Hoshea and Gomer. So the Gemara then says, "La'achas shenoldu lo shnei banim v'asachas." After giving birth to three children, so Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo Hoshea, Hashem turns to Hoshea and says to him, "Lo haya lecha lumod b'Moshe Rabcha? Should you not have learned from Moshe Benu? Shekeven she dibarti imo perish min ha'isho. Once I started speaking with Moshe Benu, he separated from his wife Tzipor. So you too, afata badol asmecha mimena, you should separate from your wife, separate from Gomer the ish znus." So Amar lo, so Hoshea says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Ribono shalom. Yeshi banim imenu, I've got sons, I've got a daughter. Ve'ein ani yachal lo tziyah v'lo lagarsh, I can't get rid of her, I can't divorce her, I need, I have responsibilities." So Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem, now this is where Hashem gives him a little, a little stick at him. Amata she'isha chazona, you. Your wife is a zona. Ubanecha b'nei zununim. And your children are the children of a zona. You don't know if they're your children. You don't know if there's another father here. And yet you're not able to send her away. So Yisrael Shehein Banai, Klaisel are my children. Bini V'chunai, they are my children of the ones who I tested. Bini Avram, Yitzhak V'Yakov, and Echad Merabak, Kinyanim Shekanisi Be'olami. I have four acquisitions I made in the world, one of which are Klaisel. And the Gemara goes on to explain the four Kinyanim. Torah Kinyan Echad, what's the acquisition of Torah? Dichsiv Hashem Kanani Reishis Darko, that's a reference to the Torah, with the Kinyan he acquired Torah, whatever that means. Shemayim Aretz Kinyan Echad, another acquisition applied to Shemayim Aretz, Dichsiv Kone Shemayim Aretz. Beis HaMikdash was also through a Kinyan Echad, Dichsiv Harzeh Konsa Yimino. And the fourth one, which is our focus, you saw Kinyan Echad, Dichsiv Amzu Kanisa, I acquired this nation. So again, they're the nation of my people I tested, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They're one of the four Kinyanim I have in the world. And you're going to tell me to get rid of them? So now, Hoshea understood. V'alta Marta Hevir Buma Acharet, you're telling me to replace them with another nation? So Kevin Sheyad Shechata. So once Hoshea realized that he made a big sin, Amar Levakesh Erach Ma'atma, he started to daven on his behalf. He asked Hashem for forgiveness. So Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Ad Shehata Mevakesh Erach Ma'atzmecha. Before you ask for rachmim on your own wrongdoings, bikesh rachmim al Yisrael. Ask for rachmim on Klai Yisrael, which you tried to get rid of. Shegazarti aleim shalosh gezeres bavurcha. I had decreed three different gezeres because of you, Yisrael, right? Lo arachem, lo ruchama, and lo ami. So Amar bikesh rachmim. He stood up and Hoshea started to daven on behalf of Klai Yisrael. Ubitel gezera. He got rid of all three gezeres. V'yitzchol avarchem haKadosh Baruch Hu began to bless them. Shenemar. He says, Vayam mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam. They're going to be as large as many children as the sand of the sea. Vayam b'makom asher yamar lehem lo amiyatem. In place of what I had said, you're not my nation. Yamar lehem b'nei k'chay. You're the sons of the living God. V'nikmetzu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachlev. They're all going to gather together. Uzratia li ba'aret. I'm going to plant them and position them in Eretz Yisrael. Riachamti es lo ruchama. I'm going to have mercy on that who I said I won't have mercy on. Amarti the lo ami, the nation I said you're not my nation. Amiata, you are my nation, and therefore he's able to overturn all three decrees. So now the Gemara says, after describing this whole conversation between the connection, the husband and wife connection between Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, it goes back to Hoshea and just makes an important parenthetical statement here that Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Oy lo l'rabbanus. Shemikaberes es bala. Woe to Rabbanus, which is one who's a king, an authority, a politician, because it causes the husbands to be buried at a young age. She'ein lecha kol navi v'navi shlo kipach arba melachim b'yamav. There is no navi that did not outlive a king, meaning they outlived many kings, four kings. So every navi was able to live the life of four different kings. The navi lived longer, and kings did not live very long. She'ein martez chazoni shayahu ben amot asher chazal yudah v'yushalayim. And it goes on to say, Uzziah, Yosem, Achaz, Chizkiah, he outlived four different kings. Why? Because a person who's involved in malchus and rabbanus, and unfortunately they don't live long lives. So then the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Ma'azacha Yeravam in Yoash, the Melech Yisrael, Limanos im Malcha Yehuda. So what was the reason why Yeravam, who was the king of Yisrael, was listed amongst the Malcha Yehuda? It sounds like Yeravam did a good thing in being included in Malcha Yehuda. So Mipnei Shelo Kiba Lashon Hara Al Amos. Because Amos, it was said Lashon Hara about Amos to Yeravam, and he wasn't willing to accept the Lashon Hara, and for that reason he merited to be on the list among the Malcha Yehuda. So what's the Maisa? Where do we see that he was in fact listed with the other Malcha Yehuda? El Hoshea ben Bi'eri. These are the words said to Hoshea. Bimei Uziyah Yosam Achaz Yechizkia Malcha Yehuda. Ubimei Yeravam ben Yoash Melch Yisrael. Even though really they're only acknowledging the Malcha Yehuda, they threw in Yeravam of Malcha Yisrael on the list as well. So why was he in the mix here? Because he didn't speak Lashon Hara. He wasn't Mekabel Lashon Hara. So minalim de lo kibo lashon hara. How do we know he did not accept, not believe the lashon hara? The chesivit says, "Vayishlach amatzia b'koin beis el Yeravam melech Yisrael lemor kasha alecha." The amatzia sent a message to Yeravam that Amos is trying to attack you. He's trying to kill you. Uksiv kicho amar Amos becherav yamos Yeravam. Amos said that Yeravam is going to die by the sword. So Amos, so that was the message sent to Yeravam. So Amar Chas V'Shalom Amar Osa Tzadikach. God forbid he said such a thing. I don't believe he said this. And even he did say it, Vim Amar. So Ma Esalel, what should I do to him? Shechina Amarlo. It was a Shechina. Amos doesn't speak for himself. He speaks from the Shechina. He was a Navi. And therefore, I'm not bothered by this. He wasn't Makabel. And that was his response. And he was Zocha to be on this Chashuv list of other kings. So Amar Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar says now another important point from the conversation of Hosea between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, between the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hosea. It says, "Afilu b'shas kaso shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Even when Hakadosh Baruch Hu is angry at Am Yisrael, who zochas arachma, he still remembers arachma. How do we see this? Ki lo osif od arachim es beis Yisrael. I'm no longer going to have mercy. Now, if he didn't have any rachmim, he shouldn't mention the word rachmim. So, even though he was saying he wasn't having rachmim, he still mentioned the word. I mean, the rachmim was still in the in the mind of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to give it, so he didn't completely get rid of rachmim. It still was there, it was lingering in the area. And Rabbi Yossi, Barebi, Chanina, Amar Mihacha, a different pasuk, Kinasa, Esalahem, am I going to show forgiveness to them? Which again, the very fact that he's referencing forgiveness and Nesias Kapai, rather, Nesias Avon, indicates that Kadosh Baruch Hu still wants to bring Rachamim, even though they don't deserve Rachamim. So then the Gemara says further, Amar Belazar, Lo Higla, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Esi, Levena, Umos, Ela Kadeshi, Tosu, Alem, Gerim. So this is Gemara actually quoted Friday night, that the reason why we get sent to Gullus is in order to collect all the Geirim. That's why Rav Avadia Paskin, in terms of giving refuah to a Goy, you should daven that they should become better. Because this Gemara says, we want to have Geirim. That's actually a good thing. Although we don't encourage it, we want them to be serious, not to join us because we're successful. We want them to join us because this is the right nation. But this is the Gemara that says, we're only sent to Gullus in order to gather up the Geirim, all the different neshamas amongst the Umos HaOlam. Shenemar says, Uzratia libaretz, I'm going to plant you in the land. Klum Adam Zarez saw Elahachnis Kamakorim. When you plant a little seed, you have a massive amount of grain, things grow. So when you plant Klai Yisrael throughout the nations, the idea is to try to gain more neshamos of the world around us. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mehocha, he says the same point from a different pasuk, Rechamti es la Ruchama. The Hakadosh Baruch had rachamim on those who didn't have rachamim. What does that mean? And it goes on to say that the nation lo ami, amiata. So the nation that wasn't his, meaning all the goyim, they're going to become the ami, they're going to be part of the nation. That's a reference to the geiris amongst the umos ha'olam. So then the Gemara says further, another point about having involved Hosea. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. My dechsev was a pasuk when it says, Al tashin eved el adonav. Don't speak about the eved to the master. Pen yikalecha v'ashamta, blessed he curse you. Then it says, "Dor aviv yikalol v'esimalo yivarach." It connects it. The pasuk, a nation, rather a generation, that curses their father and does not bless the mother. So, what's the connection of the cursing of the father to not speaking lashon hara about the eved to the master? Mishum da aviv yikalol v'esimalo yivarach. Because one curses the father and doesn't bless the mother, al talshein, you should not tell lashon hara to the master about the eved. What's the connection? So Gemara says, Ella afilu dor shaviv yikalov es ima lo yivarch. Even a terrible generation, like the generation, the door in which Hosea lived in, whereby they were cursing their fathers and they weren't giving brachas to the mothers. There was terrible, terrible times in the times of Hosea. And one would think, maybe you should tell the master, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what the people are doing. Al talshin eved el adonav. Don't tell on the eved. Don't tell on Klai Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn that minam me Hosea, because Hosea did Taka do that. He told on Klai Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it ended off in a pretty bad way. So even though it's a terrible generation, don't speak bad to the master. The Gemara then says, "Amar Reb Hoshaya, my dichs." It wasn't mean in the pasuk. It says, "Tzidkos pirzono b'Yisrael." That Kadosh Baruch Hu did a great tzidkos that he spread out Klai Yisrael throughout the world. Pirzono is like lashon praz, the prazim that spread out open cities, open villages. Kadosh Baruch Hu spreads throughout the world. What was the tzidkos? So the Gemara says, "Tzedaka asa Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael." It was a big tzedaka. She pirzon lebeina umos, that he scattered us amongst the umos olam. Why? So Gemara explained that this was a conversation between a certain min, a certain apikoros, and Rabbi Chanina. He said, We are better than you guys, than Klaiso. How so? It says regarding you, that you stayed six months among Edom, and you ended up killing all the men of Edom. It's referring to Amalek. You killed all the males. So you guys were very violent, and you killed all the people of this nation. But we, Isnaichu Gaban, you live amongst us, says the men, the Klaisel, you living amongst us, and Kamashani for many, many years, we didn't touch you. So you guys, when you're living amongst other people, you kill other people. But we don't kill you guys, we're not killing you, so we're better than you. We have better self-control, and we're not very violent, and you guys are violent, so we're better than you are. So that was his attack. So the Gemara says, his response was, The Amar Lo, Rabbi Chanina says, Riton Chayitapel Talmud Echad. I want one of my students to respond to you. Okay, so one of his students stepped up to the plate. Who was it? Nitpalei Rabbi Yoshaya. Rabbi Yoshaya decided to defend Klai Yisrael and to respond back to this min. So Amar Lo, he says to them, the reason why you're not killing us is because Mishum Delo Yadisa Heichan Tavdu. You don't know how to get rid of us. You're not sure what to do. Because Tachlinu Kulu, if you want to wipe out all of Am Yisrael, Lesnayo Gabaychu, we're near you. You can't get us because we're dispersed throughout the world. You can't destroy all of Klai Yisrael. That was the reason why this is brought up here, because we're Nifsar. We're spread throughout the world. It's impossible to wipe out the entire nation. So you can't take that approach. And my dika Gabaychu, if you want to kill the Jews who live in your community in particular, Karlachu Malchusa Kitasa. Because if you wipe out the Jews who live in, let's say, this particular area, the Jews of the rest of the world are going to say, you guys are, you're the Germans. You guys are like the Nazis trying to wipe out Klai Yisrael. In other words, if you wipe out a whole nation, there are no remnants left to defend themselves. But Klai Yisrael is not like that. The Jews all over the world. So if you kill the Jews in Germany, so the Jews in Egypt and Israel are going to say, you guys are murderers, so you're not going to protect yourself. So you can't wipe us all out. And if you wipe out just a section of us, the other Jews are going to defend us. So you guys are stuck. So the min said back to him, Gaba Diraimo, he's quoted somehow the name of the wall of the Roman, some god, Beha Nachtitin Upasakinan. This is our very debate that we have all the time. What should we do? If we wipe out all of you, we can't because you're all dispersed. We try to kill the ones who live in our community, they're going to call us murderers, and this is exactly our debate. And that was the response back. But either way, we see from the pasuk that Tzidkit HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in scattering us throughout the world in order to protect us from ever being wiped out. So then the Gemara says, Tanir Bichia, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Elokim Haven Darka, who Yodes Makoma Kadosh Baruch Hu understands her ways and understand knows her place. So Yodea Kadosh Baruch Hu as Yisrael, She'en an Yecholim Lakaba Gezeros Achzaros Edom, that Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that Klai Yisrael cannot handle, they cannot withstand the terrible Gezeros of Edom, of the Christians, of European Gezeros and Crusades, the Fikach Hegla Osam the Bavel, therefore he sent them to Bavel, where they were not as ruthless in Bavel. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, Lo Higla Kadosh Baruch Es Yisrael LeBavel El Mipnei Shamuka Kisho. He says another reason why we are sent into Galus to Bavel is because it's a place that's deep, dark, and it's like a Sheol, which is like a pit, which is referenced somehow to Gehenna maybe. Shenemar, it says, Miyad Sheol Efdeim Mimavas Egalim. From the pits of darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us from death to life, to eternity. And therefore, that was really a stepping stone to get to the Geula. So the Sheol, the Bavel, was hopefully going to lead to a ultimate redemption. Rabbi Chanina Amar, a different reason why we are sent to Bavel and Galus, Mipnei Shekarav Lashonam L'Lashon HaTorah, because the language they spoke, Bavel, Aramis, is very similar to Hebrew, and therefore it was a language we were able to understand and pick up and to fit in, I guess, in a different way. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mipnei Sheshigran LeBeis Uman. No, the reason why he thought we were sent to Bavel, because when something breaks, you send it back to the manufacturer. Who's the manufacturer? Bavel. Where did Avraham Avinu start? He started off in Kazdim, which was in Bavel. So he sent back to the place where we were made. So Mashal Adam Shekasal Isho, a husband is mad at his wife. So Lehechan Mishagar, where does she go back to? Where does he send her to? LeBeis Ima, she goes back to her mother's house. V'hainu de Rebbe Lachzandri Damar, that he would say, Shloshe Chazul Matasan, there are three people who are three inyanim, they went back to their source. Elohein Yisrael, Kesem Mitzrayim, Uksav Luchos. So Yisrael had the Amr, we just mentioned that Klai Yisrael went back to their Orkazim in Bavel. So, how about Kesem Mitzrayim Dichsiv? It says, V'hi B'shana Chamishis L'melech Rechavim, the fifth year of Rechavim's kingdom. Allah Shishak Melech Mitzrayim, Al Yushlaim, and it says that he sent all the money back to the Egyptian king. So that was a Kesem Mitzrayim returned back to Mitzrayim. And Ksav Luchos, where did Ksav Luchos return back to? Dichsiva Vashabrema Leinechem, I broke them in your eyes, Akash Bar Moshe says, I broke them in front of you. Tana Luchos Nishbru Vosios Porchos, that the Luchos broke, but the letters flew up to Shemayim back to its source. So these are three different things that went back to his source. And then finally, we'll stop here. Ulamar, he gave another shot while we were sent to Bavel, Kadesh Yochel, in order that we should be able to eat. Tomorrow, the Yaskar B'Torah, we could eat because tomorrow we're very plenty. You could find plenty of food there and then have plenty of time to learn and be Osek in Torah. So we'll stop here. Mirza Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. I'm not going to do a recap, but that was not so bad. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.